the response has confirmed that the council has had the discussions with, and they say, a number of landowners in the Letterkenny area to examine the potential lands for purchase. And they then say that they now propose in the near future to place an advert for land procurement in Letterkenny and inviting expressions of interest from landowners in this regard. So really now what we're finding out is that, you know, there have been discussions with landowners without there being any public advertising or any tendering process whatsoever. And, you know, the response that has come from the council, I had asked for a commitment that the council will not purchase property from politically connected persons. I've given them a definition of what I say are politically connected persons, and I got no response whatsoever to that.
The conditions that you're laying out there are fairly restrictive. You're saying past and present elected members, members of their families, people who have worked with them in any connection in terms of their political campaigns, that could be deemed very restrictive, particularly in a relatively small place where a lot of people who have political interests.
The thing about that is, Donal, is, and I'm very sorry for anybody who's got involved in politics and who's going to be in an unfortunate position that they can't sell property to the county council or whatever else, because in my opinion and in my view, there should not be for the very important matter of public confidence in the political process and indeed in relation to the use of state monies, it should never be a situation where persons involved politically or indeed their connections should be in a position to sell property to the county council or indeed any other state body. It's stuff that's gone on in the past and it needs to stop going forward. And I'm very, very sorry for anybody who has involved themselves in politics who thinks that it's okay to do that type of thing. But in my opinion, if you're involved politically as an elected public representative, you should be not involving yourself in property transactions or indeed those who are family members or anybody else involved in political campaigns. The days of persons involved in politics entering into land transactions with state bodies and particular county councils, that has to stop.
It could also be argued that you're potentially denying the council and other state agencies access to what could be very important and very beneficial properties to them. You're not just denying the owners of the land the chance to sell, you're also effectively denying the council and by extension the people the chance to buy.
Sure, we'll put it a different way. If some of these politically connected persons want to sell this property to the council for, you know, a cheap and reduced price, then sure, you know, maybe there could be, you know, a point to that. But, you know, as we always find, land and property has never been sold to the council or indeed these other state bodies for a cut price. It's always top dollar money. You know, we've had a lot of situations in the past where, you know, the public out there would have said that the price has been paid to certain persons were, you know, very, very high, far from being very, very reasonable or cheap. And I think the thing is, this idea that, you know, the public good may be, you know, adversely affected by certain persons not being able to sell property to the council, that was the type of old idea that was used in the past to justify these transactions. I don't accept it at all. And, you know, I'm very, very of the strong view that these type of transactions have to stop. They're just bad for politics and they're bad for public confidence in the system that's there.